Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, April 21, 2025.
U.S. tariffs impact on Arab economies. A recent report from the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia, known as ESCWA, warns that U.S. tariffs could significantly threaten Arab economies, putting $22 billion in non-oil exports at risk. Jordan is particularly exposed, with nearly 25% of its exports going to the United States. Bahrain, which relies on aluminum and chemical exports, and the United Arab Emirates, facing potential interruptions to $10 billion in re-exports, are also in jeopardy. The report highlights growing economic pressures on Gulf Cooperation Council countries as global oil prices decline. Non-GCC nations like Egypt, Morocco, Jordan, and Tunisia are expected to incur an additional $114 million in government debt payments in 2025 due to rising global bond yields. These tariffs, introduced during Donald Trump's presidency, raise serious concerns about their long-term effects on global trade. What does this mean for the future of trade in the region?
DHL Express suspends shipments over $800 to U.S. consumers. DHL Express, part of Deutsche Post, is stopping shipments over $800 to U.S. consumers starting April 21, 2025. This change comes after new U.S. rules require formal processing for packages above this amount, down from $2,500. While shipments under $800 will continue as usual, this decision raises concerns for online shoppers. In a related move, Hong Kong Post has halted sea mail services to the U.S., criticizing the government for ending tariff-free trade for packages from China and Hong Kong. Despite these challenges, DHL Express remains committed to processing shipments from Hong Kong according to the new rules. This situation highlights the difficulties of international shipping and how changes in regulations can affect global trade. What does this mean for your online shopping experience?
South Korea and U.S. trade talks set for April 2025. On April 20, 2025, South Korea and the United States will hold crucial trade talks in Washington, D.C. This meeting follows a U.S. proposal and will feature South Korea's Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok and Trade Minister Ahn Duck-goon alongside U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. A major topic will be the 25% tax on South Korean goods, which President Donald Trump has paused. These discussions aim to address trade obstacles that could significantly impact key industries like automotive, electronics, and agriculture. The outcomes may reshape trade relations between these two important economies.
IDF report on Palestinian aid workers incident. On April 20, 2025, the Israeli Defense Forces, known as the IDF, published a report about the tragic loss of 15 Palestinian aid workers in Gaza on March 23. The report highlighted serious mistakes and violations that contributed to this incident, sparking widespread outrage and calls for an independent investigation. The IDF expressed sorrow for the civilian victims and announced the removal of the field commander involved, along with disciplinary action against a senior officer. The discovery of the aid workers' bodies in a shallow grave by United Nations personnel intensified public anger. Cell phone videos contradicted the IDF's initial claims, revealing inconsistencies in their story. Brigadier General Ephraim Defrin insisted there was no intention to mislead the public, despite reports suggesting some medics were found bound. The Palestine Red Crescent Society condemned the attack on the medics as a war crime under international humanitarian law. The investigation revealed operational failures, including poor visibility and misidentification of ambulances. The report did not support claims that six of the slain workers were Hamas operatives, nor did it clarify why one surviving medic, Assad al-Nasasra, remains in IDF custody. This incident raises critical questions about military accountability and the protection of non-combatants in conflict.
China's export controls and their global impact. China's recent export controls on essential minerals like antimony, germanium, and gallium are shaking up global supply chains. As the largest producer, China's decisions are crucial for industries such as defense and technology. Since 2023, the country has tightened restrictions, citing national security, and in December 2023, it banned exports to the United States, raising tensions. Recent data shows exports of antimony and germanium dropped sharply, with declines of over 50% and nearly 40% in early 2025. March 2025 marked the lowest gallium exports since late 2023. While some shipments to Belgium and Germany resumed, overall exports remain far below normal levels. As of April 18, 2025, the price of antimony skyrocketed to a record high of 230,000 Chinese yuan, about $31,509, driven by rising demand and limited supply. Exporters are worried about the licensing process for rare earth elements now under control, forcing international consumers to scramble for alternatives and pushing prices even higher.
Progress in Iran-U.S. nuclear talks amid challenges. Negotiations between Iran and the United States about Iran's nuclear program and U.S. sanctions are showing signs of progress. Iranian Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Arachi described the talks as forward-moving after a four-hour meeting in Rome with U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Omani Foreign Minister Syed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud al-Basadi, who acted as a mediator. These discussions follow a previous round in Muscat, Oman, which was also seen as constructive. However, analysts warn that a comprehensive agreement remains difficult due to complex regional issues. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, aimed to limit Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief, but the U.S. withdrawal in 2018 has increased tensions. Upcoming talks are scheduled in Oman, with a follow-up meeting next Saturday. Experts emphasize that military options are becoming less realistic given the financial constraints faced by the U.S. government. While diplomacy is preferred over conflict, a lasting deal may still be out of reach.
UK inflation update. March 2025 CPI decline and future price pressures. The UK's Office for National Statistics has reported a drop in inflation, with the consumer price index falling to 2.6% in March 2025, down from 2.8% in February. This decrease is mainly due to lower prices in entertainment and culture. However, experts are raising concerns that this decline may be temporary, as several price hikes are expected to kick in starting in April. We're looking at increases in water bills, council tax, communication fees, and energy prices. For example, the water regulator Ofwat announced a significant 36% rise in average household water bills over 5 years, which means an extra £10, or about $12.50, each month. Additionally, the energy regulator Ofgem has raised the domestic energy price cap by 6.4% as of April 1st. With inflation projected to exceed 3.5% in April, the Bank of England is forecasting a consumer price index of 3.75% by the third quarter. And let's not forget the potential impacts from U.S. tariffs, which could shake up global growth and increase market instability. How will these changes affect your wallet? Stay tuned for more updates.
U.S. Defense Secretary under fire for leaked military information. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in hot water after sharing sensitive military details about a March attack on Yemen's Houthi group, which is backed by Iran. He disclosed this information in a messaging group that included his wife, Jennifer, his brother, and his personal lawyer, raising serious national security concerns. The New York Times revealed that this incident follows a previous leak involving journalist Jeffrey Goldberg. As a result, key advisor Dan Caldwell was escorted from the Pentagon during an investigation into these leaks, and officials Darren Selnick and Colin Carroll were placed on administrative leave. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for Hegseth's dismissal, emphasizing that his actions could endanger lives and jeopardize military operations. This situation highlights the urgent need for secure communication within military ranks, especially in a volatile region like the Middle East.
Supreme Court blocks deportation of Venezuelan migrants. The U.S. Supreme Court recently made headlines by blocking the deportation of Venezuelan migrants in a dramatic ruling. Justice Samuel Alito criticized his fellow justices for acting too quickly during a holiday weekend. This urgent decision halted the removal of individuals accused of gang involvement under a 1798 law that allows deportation during wartime. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, argued that these migrants faced imminent expulsion without a fair chance to defend themselves. While President Donald Trump plans to continue his immigration policies, it's unclear if his administration will challenge the Supreme Court's ruling. This situation highlights the ongoing struggle between the executive branch's immigration stance and the judicial branch's duty to protect individual rights. With Venezuela in crisis, many migrants assert they are not gang members and deserve a fair opportunity to contest their cases. This ruling sets an important precedent for future immigration cases, emphasizing the need for due process and potentially limiting executive power in deportations.
China holds steady on interest rates amid economic growth. China is keeping its interest rates steady for the 6th month in a row, with the 1-year rate at 3.1% and the 5-year rate at 3.6%. This decision comes as the country's economy grew by 5.4% in the first quarter of 2025, surpassing expectations. However, concerns remain about potential economic slowdowns due to rising trade disputes with the United States. A recent poll by Reuters shows that 87% of market experts believe there will be no changes to these rates soon. Additionally, the Chinese yuan is currently valued at about 14 cents in U.S. dollars, adding more challenges for economic policy. Policymakers are carefully watching these developments as they work to balance growth with economic risks.
Lee Jae-myung's vision for South Korea. Lee Jae-myung, a leading candidate in South Korea's upcoming presidential election, is determined to tackle the Korea discount, a term that highlights the lower valuations of South Korean companies compared to their global peers. This issue often stems from the influence of family-owned conglomerates that prioritize their own interests over those of smaller investors. Recently, the Democratic Party-controlled parliament passed a law to strengthen the responsibilities of board members to protect these minority shareholders. However, acting President Han Duck-soo blocked the bill, arguing it could disrupt management decisions. Lee's promise to revise corporate laws is central to his campaign, resonating with voters who care about fair corporate governance. Presidential election in June 2025 is crucial for shaping the future of South Korea's economy. By addressing the Korea discount, Lee aims to boost investor confidence and attract foreign investment, ultimately enhancing the value of South Korean companies.
Tensions in the South China Sea. On April 21, 2025, the Chinese Southern Theater Navy reported that a Philippine frigate crossed into the waters of Scarborough Shoal, a disputed area in the South China Sea. The Chinese Navy claimed this action broke their laws and sovereignty. In response, they monitored the frigate and forced it to leave. A Navy spokesperson urged the Philippine government to stop what they called infringement and provocation. Scarborough Shoal is vital due to its rich fishing grounds and potential oil and gas resources, making it a focal point of tension. The Philippines has sought international arbitration for its claims, which China has consistently dismissed, citing historical rights. This incident underscores ongoing maritime disputes in the region and raises concerns about stability and the risk of conflict.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.